Last night, maths, it's back. It's trending. It was obviously, everybody seemed to be watching this last night because it was all anyone was talking about on socials. And Bryce married Melissa.
Canberra's hit 104.7. Good morning. It is Bryce in. I'm Bryce. I'm 31 and I'm a radio announcer from Canberra. People would probably say, I've got the perfect situation for me. You're single, you've got a good job, you've got a career ahead of you. But for me, I feel like I'm missing what I consider a very important part of my life, and that is someone to share it with.
Aww. And here she is, standing next to him, Bryce and Melissa. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Good morning. And how special is she?
She is very. I mean, you've done very well, Bryce.
Righto, mate.
And we were saying this morning, but we have this affiliation because you're a radio broadcaster.
Yeah.
We've got one of our own in Married at First Sight this
family.
Year.
So part of the Hit family. Yeah. Hit 104.7 in Canberra.
He went for Messiah's job and he didn't get it. Don't bring it up.
I know, it's a bit awkward.
It's a bit awkward.
So we didn't know. So Josiah, obviously, over there, he's brand new to the show.
Morning, mate.
We didn't realise this, but you applied for that job.
And, and that's why he got it.
And Josiah hit Melissa up on Tinder. So both failed.
Now, mate, so it might have been a second date then for Melissa.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe you were busy on Married at First Sight. So this is, married being loved up and don't have time to do radio anymore. Is this what could be happening?
No. So the plan is to continue doing radio.
Yeah.
I've heard all things this morning saying that, it's going to further my career and whatnot. Obviously, it didn't. Josiah got the gig I was going for. So, I've come in the experiment basically as a blank canvas. A lot of people aren't going to believe that because obviously I'm in radio and they think, it's chasing fame and whatnot. But, there's no secret about my backstory last night. And, it's all about, I guess, rectifying the wrong things that happened in the past and
Just getting on that. Get over that. We'll come back to that. Now, you were engaged and that blew you away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, six months because it took you 10 years to get over your ex.
Yeah.
And you just 6 months in go, bang, I'm going to go on this show. Now, is that the rumor's true that you were still with your ex when you went on the show?
Oh, that is definitely not true.
Well, good. Clear that up.
Yeah.
Later on in the show, now, do you get into some fisticuffs with some people? Is there some fights?
Chons.
But don't look at the publicist.
I was just stretching my shoulders. I heard
gets a bit nasty.
I get along with pretty much everyone on the show, I think, don't I, Liz?
Apart from
90% of them, maybe.
Hey.
I don't know. No, we look, there's no doubt about it. The show is known for its drama and whatnot, and we're probably no different as a couple. We have an interesting journey.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're punch on word, with Cameron. But... Is it Cameron you punch on with?
Nah, Cameron and I are good mates.
Does Sam have blonde tips just at the front? Does he?
I think that's from the Victor Bourne
Melissa, can I ask Melissa a question? Because and hearing your journey last night and really feeling the... you're very genuine and I can tell that. And
yeah,
you see people go on these shows and you're not sure. You're very genuine. That heartbreak you went through in 10 years to recover, do you know if your ex has watched this or has he been in touch or have you heard any feedback?
He did reach out in the last couple of days. He must have seen me on the commercial. So
wow.
And?
I have left that message unread.
Oh,
well done.
Now, brutal.
That's the karma. It took 10 years, but there you go. Okay, that's good. How are you feeling? Are you okay with all this that's happening right now?
Yeah, I'm glad it's actually...
On
this
air.
Whole process has started. So I'm watching the wedding, it was really beautiful how it was all put together and it really brought back some good memories of the experience.
Are you still together?
Well, at least we're doing publicity today together. Yeah. That's a good thing.
That's together.
The best is when they look at each other, do I say it or
which
do
one's
I
gonna say it?
No, but this is the thing we want to know because this is the part I like, the guessing game, because you are here together, you've got rings on, but you're either... Oh, gosh, you're both staring at me. You either don't like each other and you're hiding it very well or you do.
Well, what do you guys reckon?
I think that you're such a sweetheart that, God, I hope you're still with
him.
Because if you're not, you've done something bad.
I think Bryce is used to being on the radio, so very outgoing and know what to do. And this would be one of your first interviews ever, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Or
there
you're
you
madly in love and it's really hard not to keep your hands off each here, Fee.
No, but if it
hasn't worked, Boxy, it's his fault.
Work.
This one's great. So it's your fault if something's gone wrong.
Oh, yeah. You've already put the whole perception across
Melissa's heart.
Melbourne because I keep saying that everyone's going to love Melissa and hate me on the show. Well, they said hopefully together as a couple. If we can make it to the very end of the final vows, do they not like us both by default?
If you get to the end, we'll love you.
You need to stay with Alexa.
It just depends who you punch on with. Who do you punch on with? Come on, just say one name so we can look forward
to it.
Can
we do it like Guess Who?
What about the Hens Not? Didn't that kick off?
Oh, that was awesome, yeah.
Can we do it Guess Who style? Like, did you punch on with someone wearing a bow tie in their photo? And I can flick some faces.
Maybe James. I don't reckon you and James get along.
Nah, Sassel's a good bloke.
Oh, no.
Jason?
He's my best mate.
That's Patrick then. Oh, poor Patrick.
Just quickly, does James...
Brett?
Brett's awesome.
Russell?
Dan Andrews?
So that's Russell.
No.
You punch on with Russell. We heard it first on the Fox.
Thank you for coming in, guys. And Melissa, you're so lovely. This is your first radio interview, first media interview. You've done a great job.
Oh, thank you.
And you're coming across very genuine on the show. So whether this is love or not, I can't tell. You're hiding it well if it is. Or you look a bit frosty, I'm not sure, but we can't wait to go on the journey with you.
Thanks, Fifi.
Thanks, guys.
Married at first sight, it continues.
I think you're together.
They're not together, Paul.
Tonight, Channel 9, 7:30 p.m. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys, kill us.